He's asked a series of questions, and for example, on the bottom of page 79, about eight lines up, he says, "A beast of the foot," replied the wart, "blessing his stars that Sir Ector had chosen to give him a first-rate education, is a horse or a hound or a hawk." And so, you know, he's appreciative. So there's a series of questions, and he does pass the test. Because of this, his next thing is he has to undergo an ordeal. Customary to become part of a group. Do we still have ordeals in society? Well, fraternities and sororities used to have them. It's illegal now, but that doesn't mean they still don't have them. Not nearly what they used to be. How about, you know, you're all choosing careers, thinking about careers, thinking about how you want to make a lot of money so you can retire when you're 32. Professions? Do we have professions with our deals? Anybody aspiring to become an attorney? Well, I'm thinking more of being in a firm itself. If you're in a big firm, in a big city, in St. Louis, Kansas City, New York, Philadelphia, someplace, you basically become a partner. Now, a lot of firms are going to non-partner tracks now because a lot of people simply don't want to give up their lives. They'd rather just say, oh, I'll work this much. I don't care if I ever get a piece of the firm. But, you know, you come up to a point where you become a partner or you're out. You're gone. And so this is an ordeal of sorts. My next oldest brother was an investment banker. He was a managing partner at Goldman Sachs investment banking firm. If any of you are in finance, you have dollar signs in front of your eyes now. But when he was coming up the year or two to be voted for partner, he said, well, I'm going to work 24 hours a day if I have to because I really want to become a partner. He was already working 22 hours a day, so it wasn't much of a reach, you know, to work 24.